Harrow Motors.
Yeah, hey, is Russ one by chance?
Just one second.
Hello.
Hey, Russell, Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. The bank of what?
Cardiff.
We're
actually a private business bank. I just wanted to follow up with you here. A couple weeks back, we mailed you out a finance offer. Looks like it was based off some work you'd done with GE Capital a few years back. Does that sound familiar?
It don't.
It doesn't. Okay, no worries. Maybe you didn't deal with that directly. Plus, it was quite a while back, so no worries. But based off that relationship you and the business were able to establish with them over there, we had you pre-approved for some equipment and capital. Just wanted to see how business was going for you.
I see. You're selling equipment stuff, huh?
Or working capital, not necessarily just equipment. Are you familiar with capital?
Capital One?
Working capital, that program.
Well, I'm familiar. I know what working capital is.
Okay, yeah, so we do offer that as
well. That's the thing we run out of about every 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, you run out? Well, that's good. If you're running out of it, I could definitely help you out there. You guys staying pretty busy this summer?
Oh, it goes first. We get busy and then it's on. So.
Okay. That's kind of just.
I don't think I need any right now. So, what kind of interest rate do you have?
We work with credit tiers from A to D, so those things kind of spread out all over the board. Right. What was that?
Your best credit rate.
Best credit, well, we have, we offer 0%, but it all matters on what you're looking for there. So, I mean, that's just on a $20,000 credit card, so wouldn't it be anything, I don't know. It's kind of case by case there. What
$20,000 credit card, you're not giving much, if you pay it off.
Yeah, well, that's just,
what I'm talking about, if I buy a dollar hoist or something back here, what kind of...
Okay, so yeah, that would fall more under like equipment financing there, and that's more along the lines of a vehicle loan, really. So like monthly payments.
So you can get the interest down as low as I can on somebody with a good credit rating.
Oh, definitely.
I had 1.65 the other day on one customer come in here.
Oh yeah, of course we offer a match or beat policy over there too. So do you deal with a lot of business owners over there? Or what's your customer base look like?
Well, we deal with a lot of business owners, but we're selling cars is what we're doing mostly.
Okay, and I have down here, you're also, do you do any wrecking, like wrecker service or towing?
Yeah, we got a wrecker, so.
Okay, and so what's the split between the car dealership and that there? Kind of, you have more work throughout on the dealer there, or kind of? Even out?
Mostly on the dealership.
So. Mostly on the dealership. Okay, you got a floor plan you're working with over there?
Like a floor plan, like what?
Like where you're getting your money for the cars and whatnot. How does that work out for you? When are you having to pay on that?
Okay.
What was that?
Them paid up. Well, they're great.
Okay. Okay, and then, so, you mentioned that, what piece of equipment did you just say a second back that you might be looking for?
Oh, the front-end alignment machine stuff.
Front-end alignment machine, okay, and how much
you've been bullshitting me around the corner. How much interest do you charge?
It can start...
A, D, and B, but we'd be an A-plus rating, whatever it needed to be.
Okay, then it starts as low as, mid-single digits there.
So, like 4, 5, or 6%?
You could go a little bit lower there, maybe around 3, 4, anywhere in those numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, but I did want to mention, you said something about a 1.6 or something, but we do also on our equipment offer a match or beat policy as well, so if that is something you are interested in and you'd already had a quote there, all you'd have to do is attach that with a couple other paperworks, and we'd be able to see if we'd be able to either match or beat what you currently have. Have you looked into financing anywhere yet?
Not really.
Okay, and how much does one of those machines usually run?
$50,000-$60,000.
Okay, so yeah, that's a pretty big chunk of cash right there. And do you have like a particular... and you said it was alignment, so that's just basically to get the steering aligned and the front end all aligned, right, on vehicles? Okay. Would you have to bring on someone new to operate that, or can you handle it with your guys over there?
Well, do you guys send somebody out?
Oh, we could definitely help you out with something like that if you need be. How long have you been looking around to get one of these?
Oh, probably a year.
Oh, a year. So, okay. Do you have is there a vendor that sells these that you work with, or?
Yeah, Hunter Equipment.
Hunter Equipment. Okay. Definitely. And what do you think, how much money will the alignment machine bring you in?
Well, I don't know if it'll bring any. Maybe one day we won't do any. Next day we might do three or four.
Okay, well, let me put it this way. How long do you think it would take before it pays for itself? Like a ballpark?
Probably, unless you put the interest stuff on, 3-4 years.
Okay, and then, I guess, what does someone usually charge, like, per hour for alignment, or how does that work out there?
Oh, it depends. They charge front end and four-wheel alignment and different stuff, so it just depends what they need it done.
Okay, so it gets a little bit more intense there when it's a four-wheel drive?
Well, I imagine, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I've got to go.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. I was going to say, that is... You still there?